Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, the host. No, I'm not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. In your living rooms, Wednesdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So, people, call in with your thoughts on tonight's topic, as promised. Scary and weird Vice President Mike Pence. Also, Hillary Clinton's first public appearance since her concession speech, pardon me. And much more. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So what's good, everybody? We got a good show tonight. We're going to start off. We're going to begin with the Black Power Awards that was held in Atlanta at the Epicenter on November 13th. And it was a beautiful gathering. It was real beautiful, yo. It was nice to see us out like that. We showed off, you know what I'm saying? It was packed. I think it should be a continuing thing. It was hosted by David Banner and Saw Rock. Everyone who was invited, I heard, showed up. They had a lot of melanated star power. Red Pill, Blue Pill, Mama Pill, Professor James Smalls, Young Pharaoh, Keys of Life TV was in the building. Shout out to them. Malik Zulu Shabazz. They even had a spot for the youth. Exemplary Youth Achievement Award went to the young god, the 6-year-old author TJ Hicks. You know, he's written a book, and he's sure to have a bright future, you know what I'm saying? And we salute you, you know what I'm saying? You can find him on YouTube at author TJ Hicks, you know what I'm saying? Support the youth, they the next up, you know what I'm saying? They're going to lead the next generation. We got to make sure we give them that proper education and expanding their minds. So, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations to that brothers. You know what I'm saying? We salute you, family, and keep doing your thing, you know? The show, it went on without a hitch. You know what I'm saying? I hear some people, you know, they were kind of disappointed, you know what I'm saying, at some of the nominations or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? I do think that Dr. Umar Johnson, Jen Psaki, and Tariq Nasheed should have gotten an award. I do believe that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's the first show. You know what I'm saying? It's only the first show. It's definitely gonna grow. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get bigger. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get bigger venues. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Epicenter. Black owned. The Epicenter is black owned. Shout out to them for hosting us. You know what I'm saying? But you know, reach out to the family members that's, you know, putting it together. Get more involved. The more you get involved, the more effect you're gonna have on, you know, those nominations that you think should be nominated. Like me personally, I really thought Dr. Umar Johnson should have gotten an award. Or at the very least, him and Tariq Nasheed and General Seti, at the very least, they should have been nominated. You know what I'm saying? Call in with your thoughts. This is Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101. That number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. And I'm glad y'all with me tonight, family. We got some shit to talk about. So real quick, we're gonna be talking about predictive programming on shows like The Simpsons and Family Guy and other shows that seem to end up on Fox, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But in particular, Family Guy, created by Seth MacFarlane. Now, he's got a warped mind anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's got like a crazy-ass mind anyway. A twisted mind anyway. You know what I'm saying? The shit that he be coming up with. And I actually think that these people are privy to certain information, you know? Like, for one, the Boston Marathon bombing. So check it, family. 29 days before the actual bombing, in the episode of Family Guy, Peter converts to Islam. And after that, you see Peter driving his car, running everybody over. You know what I'm saying? It's like a bloody fucking scene, a bloody mess. Peter running everybody over in a race. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you know what I'm saying, you see Peter talking to Bob Costas. And when they let you know that, yo, this, that was the marathon that ran in Boston. You know what I'm saying? There was also a thawing floating around the internet where Peter tried to call his Muslim friend who converted him to Islam, but it was a bomb trigger every time he tried to dial out. And you can hear bombs going off in the background, but that scene was said to be a hoax. You know what I'm saying? It's said to be a hoax, and that bloody scene with Peter running everybody over, that shit was in fact real. So Fox pulled that episode. You know what I'm saying? They ended up pulling the episode, period. But shit, it goes way deep, because the actual title of that episode is called Turban Cowboy. Now, the turban part comes in with the Russian boys, the Russian brothers, who joined in with some type of Al-Qaeda, ISIS type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you're getting your turban from. Now, remind you, this shit happened 29, this show aired 29 days before the actual bombing. Now, back to the title. And the title was called Turban Cowboy. And the turban is for the Muslim boys. They were Russian. You know what I'm saying? And the cowboy part, now, if you remember, there was a so-called hero in the cowboy hat at the bombs, where he was like rescuing people. It was, you seen him in pictures taking somebody out with their legs blown half off and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think the bombings that happened in Boston was a false flag. You know what I'm saying? It's been said, you know, it's been said that that hat got some bullshit behind it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it changed several times throughout the pictures. Like, the photos that they took, it changed. Now, you gotta, you know, judge as you see fit. You know what I mean? As you see fit the information. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely foreshadowing. You know what I'm saying? These people, they love to put things quietly in your face. And it's crazy. Fox TV station is perpetuating Family Guy, foreshadowing shit. And it's like they the main ones who doing it. Simpsons is on Fox Network. American Dad, Fox Network. Shit, Family Guy even foreshadowed the death of Robin Williams with the whole suicide thing. These people find it fucking amusing. You know what I'm saying? And predictive programming is fucking very, very real. is very, very real. The Donald Trump episode on The Simpsons. You know what I'm saying? It was a time travel episode. It was about a broke nation dependent on China. And then Trump is the president during that time. And then Lisa, she comes and she saves the day. So maybe we get a woman after Donald Trump's debacle. But look at what it's foreshadowing. A broke nation dependent on China. You know what I'm saying? Even the whole escalator scene at Trump Towers was pretty much a match. Like, Trump intentionally played that scene out. You know what I'm saying? This is something to pay attention to, family. Pay attention to what you're watching. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention. Pay close attention to what you're watching. Because the shit funny. You know what I'm saying? But The Simpsons have a long line of predictive programming. Family Guy does too. These TV shows are here for a reason. What you see is for a reason. Like, just do the math, yo. You know what I mean? Just do the math. Call in now with your comments. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to Plantation Planet with your host. I am not the Black Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So yeah, family, just like, you know, be aware of the TV that you watching, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Damn, Family Guy be bugging me out sometimes. I be, you know, that should be funny as hell sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But you got to pay attention and, you know, be aware of what you're watching, because they placing little secrets and putting little symbolisms and putting shit right in your face, yo. You just gotta catch it, yo. That TV don't move faster than your brain. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, as promised, though, Trump's pick for VP, what you need to know about him. I'm going to give you some background on this guy. His name is Mike Pence. He is the governor of Indiana. Indiana is a racist state where if you're handcuffed in the back of a police car, you can be shot by the police with darts. That shit happened in 2015, last year. Then if you're recording the police doing fuckery, they can harass you. They can fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? The prisons in Indiana are run by racists. They have some of the worst prisons. That prison system in Indiana is fucked up. It's fucked up all over the country. But you have racists particularly in power in Indiana running those prisons, though. And you know what, though? Guess who's governor of that fine state? That's right. Mike Fuck Pence, who is now your vice president. That dude is certainly a racist. When they asked him to denounce David Duke, his reply was, I ain't gonna go in and name call. Nobody asked him to do that. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't wanna say anything bad about David Duke. That's because that nigga is a David Duke representative. That nigga Mike Pence definitely has white supremacist views. This is why I'm saying, know who these motherfuckers are, yo. Know who these key players are. During the debates with Tim Kaine, he protected the police the whole time. He was saying there's no implicit bias. So that means he's okay with police murdering black people. That's what that. He says, stop seizing on tragedy. Stop demeaning the police. Are you serious, Mike? So we already know that this motherfucker is not there in our best interest. None of them are. I'm showing you, I'm putting together this whole picture of this white racist, white supremacy regime that is Donald Trump's presidency. Donald Trump is the president. He's going to be leading the country for 4 years. He taxed Mike Pence, who obviously, if he can put, even if you gave Mike Pence the benefit of the doubt before you even heard him, and said, Joe, he's probably a good guy, he's probably an okay guy, let's see what he's about. But then you see that even if he is able to be around Trump and his racist crew, then you know something's got to be wrong with him too. Obviously he's not speaking out against him. I think Mike Pence is smart though. I think he's smarter than Trump. I think he really wanted to be vice president. Once the offer came up, he was like, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure Mike Pence had also had some dreams of running for president soon. Maybe it would have been a 2020 run for him. But this nigga he don't want to talk about David Duke. He doesn't see any implicit bias in the police in the police force.
Come on, man.
That's quite obvious to see. That's really quite obvious to see. So it's okay for him to bring up Philando Castile, but pardon me, it wasn't even Philando Castile that he brought up. You know what I'm saying? But basically, he brought up, because it was Tim Kaine who brought up Philando Castile, in a way where he was seizing on tragedy, like Mike Pence was saying, that's what people need to stop doing. Because see, what he meant is, people like Tim Kaine, they just seizing on that tragedy, they're using it for political purposes. And who Mike Pence thought was Keith Lamont case. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, he claims that he was the Tea Party before it was cool. Now think about that, family. Think about that. Remember back who the Tea Party was. Because that was just a grassroots base of a bunch of fucking racists. You know what I'm saying? And then you might say, hey, I heard that there's a black guy who was running the black, who actually started the Tea Party. Yeah, well, what happened to him? So what Mike Pence is telling us is that he's associating himself with Tea Party rhetoric and ideology. That's exactly what he's doing. So if you think he won't have some sneaky agenda while being in the White House, he's crazy. He's smarter than Trump. He's smarter than Trump. Yo, look, check it. I heard that there was reports the night after the pick that Trump wanted to change his mind. He didn't even really want this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he ultimately stuck with him because they share the same main theme: maintaining the system of white supremacy. They share the same thing, yo. They're in it for the same purpose. They just have separate agendas. Mike Pence is also a religious nut job too, by the way. He doesn't believe in science. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he had no problem with the way Trump ran his racist campaign. He's going to make sure Stephen Bannon and Trump's racist views go with the policy. Mike is a governor. He knows politics better than Stephen Bannon and Donald Trump. But Stephen Bannon has something on him too, though. Because Stephen Bannon is like, he's got that ultimate white supremacist power at this point. That's what he has, that ultimate white supremacist power. Because he too is smarter than Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? So you got Mike Pence down the hall, and you're gonna have Stephen Bannon down the hall. Yo, is Trump gonna really be calling the shots? You know what I'm saying? I think he probably will. He's gonna have a lot of goddamn people saying shit. And I think that Trump is putting his family, like, yo, it was reported that his daughter was in on a private conversation with a foreign leader, and the press wasn't even invited. They gave the press a picture of Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and was like, hey, that's all y'all gonna get. Press is going fucking nuts. The goddamn media is going fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? They talk about, well, what if something happened like in Dallas? The media should be there with that. And shut up, y'all. The media, goddamn, is what helped Trump get in. And Stephen Bannon, he knows how to work media. He knows how to work the white racist base. He knows how to work these things. You know what I'm saying? And Mike Pence, being a governor, he knows how to get legislation and shit and make it and turn policy. He can make shit law. He knows how to do it. And then Trump even had a lieutenant general in the military, and tapped him for national security advisor. And that dude, the same dude that used to work for Barack Obama, the Obama regime fired his ass. So then he went galloping over to Trump. I'm gonna fill y'all in on him on tomorrow's show. But yeah, Mike Pence, man, like, yo, family, know who this nigga is. You know what I'm saying? Know who this nigga is, family. Because this guy, he's definitely got an agenda. He's definitely got an agenda. Remember, it's a bunch of racism that goes down over there in Indiana, yo. Indiana is one of the racist states, yo. And he's fucking governor. And also, family, if you live in Indiana, it's a state law that you can reasonably defend yourself against police who put your life in imminent danger. Yeah. Plus, you already have a God-given right to defend yourself. Look this law up for the specifics, man. Look the law up for the specifics, man. A person is not justified in using force against a public servant under this law. If you're in a commission of a crime, provoking the public servant, becoming combative. So family out in Indiana, learn these laws. You know what I'm saying? If police aren't doing something illegal, it should not hinder their work. And that's just real shit. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't doing nothing illegal, then they ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? But it's these cops that are up to no fucking good. You know what I'm saying? So you can protect yourself, family. But you know what I'm saying? You have to know the law. You know what I'm saying? Police was trying to use scare tactics and fear mongering by saying that law is going to cause police to be killing traffic stops. No. You kill a cop at a traffic stop, you're going to jail. They're saying if you illegally search my home and put my life or my family in imminent danger and you're clearly breaking the law, I have the right to defend myself. You know what I'm saying? Call us up. Let us know your thoughts. You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I'm not the Black Alex Jones. You won't hear none of that. You won't hear none of that. Nope. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. The number is 646-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So Mike Pence is definitely going to be someone to watch. And family, know the enemy. You got to know the enemy. You got to know the enemy. Because when you're at war, you got to know who you're fighting. We definitely at war. We definitely at war. So you definitely going to hear those names a lot in the next 4 years. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know who they are, you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Shit. You ain't got to be scared of these motherfuckers, yo. You know what I'm saying? To know who these key players are. That way you be able to point them out. Know who the enemy is. Know who the fucking enemy is. You know what I'm saying? But Hillary Clinton, she gave her first speech after losing the election, but winning the popular vote, which we will cover in the next show. So think what you may. But she said she was sad. She just wanted to stay home and stay in bed, read a book with her dogs. She feels like she let the people down. But I don't feel sorry for your ass. I don't feel sorry for her. Although she has better professionalism than Trump, she's just as despicable. Don't feel bad for her, black people. He wasn't going to get anything from her anyway. It was going to be the same shit, just at a slower pace. To me, she didn't look healthy. She looked like the powers that be shattered her dreams at the last moment. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she ain't got no fight left in her. I don't see a 2020 fight. I just don't think she got it in her. I think her presidential run is over. Do you feel sorry for Hillary Clinton? I hope you don't. Call us up. Let us know. Shit. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. And you're listening to Plantation Planet with your host. And no, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by ATHH101, Music and Black News Media. So yeah, family, Clinton looking mad, hurt, son. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's all a goddamn scheme. That shit is all a goddamn scheme. Like, she knew what was going to go on, bruh. You know what I'm saying? She knew exactly. exactly what was going to happen. It's just she found out at the last moment. That's all that was, family. She found out at the last moment, and now she wants your sympathy. Don't give it to her. You can dangle that sympathy in front of her face and then snatch it back like, oh, he wasn't quick enough. You're not giving no more sympathy, man. Fuck the Democratic Party until the Democratic Party can beat us. Fuck the Republican Party until the Republican Party can do something for us. Fuck them bitches. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, that's simple as it gets, yo. We don't have to be scared of these niggas because we got melanin, yo. We got black magic power. And don't get confused. This ain't Disney Channel magic, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Well, I feel bad for Hillary Clinton, yo. Did she feel bad when they were murdering blacks in the streets? Wasn't it just a show when you brought those black mothers on that stage with you? Had them in the building with you? You don't think that was just for show? People probably be like, yo, you goddamn, you hard paws on Hillary Clinton, and you hard on paws Donald Trump. So, who should you have voted for? Since both of these was pieces of shit, you shouldn't have voted for either one of them. If you went out, you shouldn't have voted at all. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have just voted at all. Fuck the top ticket. If the top ticket can't do shit for you, you know what I'm saying? We gotta stop letting them run us, black people. Feeling sorry for Hillary Clinton because her dreams got shattered. You know how many black dreams were shattered under the Clinton regime when her husband, when her and her husband put in that goddamn psycho-ass, crazy-ass goddamn bill that goddamn locked blacks up when he was calling us goddamn super predators? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You want some sympathy? You want some sympathy? Oh, you gotta be quicker than that. You got to be quicker than that. But yeah, you're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music, Black News Media. And now, some music. This is called Clear Waters by Cardiac Craft.
I'ma finish those lines on them pages. They want us locked in cages. These cops is racist. These judges even worse. Said he gives out 1,000 years before the end of his term. Let that settle with, man. That's a mental burn. Shit, that's a mental hell. Still don't know how Sandra Bland died in a cell. She got her wings. It's an everyday thing. Turn on the TV. That's the image of we. They say we sinners is thieves because of the sight. Knowing damn well we've been trained to be consumers all our life. Where's our rights? No nigga, we wear our rights. Gucci stripes and Nikes. See, they die over that. Get profiled over that when they cruise by. Live or die, this is black genocide. I'ma ride on these towers as if I only had 24 hours to fight the power. clear waters, clear skies, dear daughters, men lie, numbers don't, our smoke fly, dear sons, we fly, don't let them tell you any different, keep your eyes on the prize, dear mama, I'ma make it, so you can look back, knowing that you raised him. Dear Papa, heaven had to take them in the midst of dream chasing. I'ma finish those lies on them pages. Said I'm far from perfect. Can nobody tell me that this money wasn't worth it? Being broke wasn't working. Learned it in the workings. No Illuminati in a circle. Tennessee past blowing purple. We all get that church view. Trying to live it up past curfew. This is art audio. This is what they call it, bro. Paint these pictures better than Picasso. Hashy hit like Draco. Mr. Officer, why so hostile? Paint like a nigga El Chapo. So we building right up under you. Turn up, see what the summer do. Moms, we living comfortable, still in life. That's that top law. When you're blessed, you talk to show love more. This belongs in the art gallery, not a music store. What you viewing me for? Clear waters, clear skies, clear daughters, blend line, numbers don't ask, multiply. Dear sons, we fly. Don't let them tell you any different. Keep your eyes on the prize. Dear mama, I'ma make it so you can look back knowing that you raised him. Dear papa, haven't had to take them in the midst of dream chasing. I'ma finish those lies on them pages.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, family? We are back. And I want to thank y'all for locking in with us. You know what I'm saying? We are now at the end of the show. You can reach us at PlantationPlanet101@gmail.com. PlantationPlanet101@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to tune in to All Things Hip Hop 101 on Wednesdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This program was brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. We know it's been real, family. Remember, you don't have to be on the plantation. Just get off of it. Get aware. Do the knowledge. It's out here for you, people. The knowledge is out here for you. You just gotta go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, yo, it shouldn't be that way. There's no goddamn reason why you can't learn. If you are a learning minded person, if you have the ability, I should say, to learn, then you should be learning, family. You don't have to be on a plantation. Just get off that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, family, it's been a great show. I want y'all to be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Be safe, be the knowledge. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Peace.